Encouraging and inspiring Bridge FM. It's Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomach with you. We've got a special guest joining us today, and it's Mark Hall from Casting Crowns. Mark, how's it going?
Going good, Keith. Hey, Sheila.
Good morning, Mark. You have been busy the last couple of days. You were subbing for your school at your church, and now you're helping with your mom. How in the world do you get this all done, plus go on tour?
I don't even know. But I told somebody the other day, he said, you must be tired. I said, hey, man, everybody's tired.
Yeah.
We're all tired. Just be tired doing what God tells you to do. If you're going to be tired, that's the way to go. I'm whooped and I'm old, but I'm still rocking.
There you go.
That's what matters.
Well, you're going to be with the Awakening Tour October 15th at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, and that's where we're going to see you. And yeah, you're there with a whole bunch of folks. What are you looking forward to the most with being out on the road with these guys?
You know, it's really fun because you get to see a lot of people that you don't get to hang with. Everybody's traveling in different circles, and it's kind of like camp for a little while.
Just getting to I could see
catch
that.
Up and sometimes you end up kind of writing together and working on music together. And of course, on the stage, there's always the fun interaction moments. Now, the term we use when everybody comes out on the stage for a song, we call that the all skate.
All skate?
We're going to have all skate after this. So that's the song for it.
Oh, now, if you do the reverse all skate, we'll really be impressed.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Yeah, when they start going in reverse, that's when I would go play Centipede. I'm off the floor.
That is great. So what do you want in a concert? What do you look for that makes it a great concert for you?
You know, I've noticed over the years that I tend to focus on the men in the room because I know that a lot of the men in the room are there because they love their wife, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
They've been working all day. They're tired. They love their family. They brought them to this. And everything I say about the songs, about the gospel, I'm thinking about them. And making sure we're on the same level. And so I spend a good amount of time making sure everybody understands we don't think we're something important. If anything, what is it Paul said? I'm going to boast in my weakness, right? Because that's how people get to see how big God's love is. So I talk a lot about my weaknesses and falling down and scars and all that kind of stuff. And I think it levels the playing field so where you can talk to a guy. Guys don't want to hear from somebody that thinks they have it all together because we know they're lying.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So if you fall down a few times, you don't mind talking about it. You can talk to me about my life. And so that's a big goal for me.
I think of it as I just really want to thank you right now for being God's vessel to, you know, be singing these praises and to connecting with, like you said, the guys and the families, because it is so important for God to have all of us working for Him and He's using us. And I just want to thank you for being that kind of a music that you sing and are used by God in that way.
I appreciate it. I think because we've been doing it so long, a lot of people that come to our concerts, if they've been listening to us for the last 20 years, those songs can tend to be mile markers in their faith, you know, songs that kind of built me, you know, and drew me into God's word. So when you start singing all those favorites, it takes them back to where they were and shows them what God brought them through. And that's a special moment to be a part of.
So is there anything else that you would just like people to know about you, about Casting Crowns, about this tour that we haven't touched on?
Well, you know, a fun thing is my son is my bass player. So
that's
really awesome.
Fun.
Being on the stage with my boy.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And it's also cool being on the stage with Mac Powell, good friend of mine from here in Atlanta. I still want to be Mac Powell when I grow up.
So, everybody does.
But when I was first dealing with my voice issues, I was about to have surgery, but I still had 3 concerts. And my voice would only go up a certain pitch and it wouldn't go higher. So Mac actually came out for the weekend and stood next to me and played, and I would sing the verses to the songs and he would sing the choruses. That was a really cool, just brothers. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it's nice when you guys can help each other out when you need it and have that kind of relationship. You know, over all these years, I mean, I first listened to Mac when he was with Third Day and everything, and you from back in the day too. And I'm so thankful that you're both still out there doing your thing.
that's what we do. So, I mean, yeah. As long as God's singing songs to me, I'll be singing them to you guys.
Yeah. And so, we want to make sure that we point out that Mac will be part of the Awakening Tour. And again, that's October 15th mm-hmm. at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Also, We the Kingdom is going to be there. Katie Nicole, Tarion, David Leonard. This is going to be so great. So come out and see Mark then. And Mark, we really appreciate you taking time to join us here on Bridge FM.
Thank you guys so much.
And don't forget that the Awakening Tour right now has reduced its cost to $15 a seat. You can even catch a one on the floor or one in the balcony. It is a great price to go see Casting Crowns and so many other great artists. Get your tickets at thebridgefm.org.